Muslim groups around the country are keeping a close eye on a Minnesota congressional race. That's because a state lawmaker from Minneapolis has a good chance of becoming the first ever Muslim elected to Congress. But as Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck reports, the candidate's past ties to a controversial group are raising concerns among some voters.
Keith Ellison knows that if he's elected, he'd be the first Muslim to serve in Congress, as well as the first African-American congressman in Minnesota history. But Ellison steers conversation away from race and religion and toward his platform. That calls for an immediate troop withdrawal from Iraq, universal health care, and impeaching President Bush, issues that play well in his Minneapolis area district.
I don't dwell on me being a historical figure because I really don't find that interesting. You know, this campaign really is not about me at all. This campaign is about our country.
While Ellison chooses not to emphasize his religion, many Muslims are rallying around his campaign. Minneapolis attorney Sumbul Mahmood says there have been some unfair stereotypes of Muslims and Islam since the 9/11 attacks. Mahmood thinks an Ellison victory would not only give Muslims a voice in Congress, but show the rest of the nation that they're a part of mainstream America.
This is another candidate who believes in a different cosmology, who has been given a platform, and that is what makes America beautiful. I mean, the fact that he even has a chance means that the evildoers have not won and that we still have hope in this country.
Ellison is endorsed by the Democratic Farmer Labor Party and several unions, and his congressional district is a Democratic stronghold. But he does face six rivals in the September primary. While many candidates across the country have been focusing on raising money over campaigning this summer, Ellison has been pressing the flesh nonstop, appearing at senior centers, marching in war protests, and shaking hands at parades.
He's your neighbor. He's a North Sider. Let's send him to Washington.
Ellison's campaign has hit some snags as it was revealed that his driver's license was suspended because he didn't pay his parking tickets. His past ties with the Nation of Islam have also been targeted by some Jewish leaders. While in law school, Ellison wrote a column praising Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. He also worked with several Nation of Islam members to organize the Million Man March in the mid-1990s. Dan Rosen is with the Minnesota chapter of the Jewish Community Relations Council. He says Ellison's past ties to the Nation of Islam should cause alarm.
If Keith Ellison establishes a record of advocacy for Jews in the Jewish community that is as lengthy and as enthusiastic as his record of advocacy for anti-Semites and anti-Semitic organizations, then at that time we can weigh his two records and decide who the real Keith Ellison is. But we haven't reached that time.
Ellison says he's never been a member of the Nation of Islam and hasn't worked with the group since the Million Man March. He now says he was wrong to disregard the anti-Semitic comments made by Farrakhan and other members of the group.
Human beings are complex. They evolve. We ought to let each other evolve. You know, we ought to let each other be better than we were today. You know, if somebody is the same as they were 16 years ago, that would be the very definition of stuck in a rut, wouldn't it?
Keith Ellison says he's worked hard to ease the concerns of Jewish voters in his district, speaking at synagogues and garnering the endorsement of several Jewish politicians. Ellison is also telling voters in his district that he's the candidate to back the liberal causes they generally support. Voters have to decide if Ellison's promise to be that candidate outweighs concerns they may have about his past. For NPR News, I'm Tom Scheck in Minneapolis.